California is going down.
God, you sound like a crazy person. The governor just said we're fine now.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script.
Oh, well, I'm going out west where I belong. Oh, well, the day is all short and the nights are long.
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in scenic downtown Los Angeles. Always broadcasting 9 p.m. SkidRowStudios.com. So tune in live every Monday if you happen to be catching up on iTunes or YouTube. Hey, tune in live. Watch and listen live at the website as the show goes out. And enjoy yourselves, and also enjoy my co-host today. Hello, Sherry Bass.
Hi.
Hello, Candace Feltz.
Hello.
We're here to talk more about California. But first, business up front, party in the back. Business. This show is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of digital audiobooks with over 180,000 titles to choose from across all genres. They have everything. Whatever your taste is, they have something for you and for you, listeners and viewers. Audible.com is offering you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial. So you can try out their service and see what it's all about. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/cape and get your free download. Get your free audiobook. Enjoy a free 30-day trial. Check out what they have to offer. And yeah. You'll be supporting the show. Show our sponsor some love. Show Cape some love. And you get something free. You don't have to buy anything. Sign up, get your book, and check it out. But I've been an Audible subscriber for 5 years, since 2010. So I'm a fan. I think you will be too. So audibletrial.com/cape and enjoy a free audiobook. Thanks to our sponsor. All right. We're going to do some more bitching at length about California. But first, I have a few... A positive note to start with. Okay, two positive notes. So
one, two.
Yeah.
And I have things to talk about with the two positive notes.
Thank you.
Well
my
played.
Girl.
So there's a grocery store a couple blocks away from me, so I usually end up going there. I go there more often than not anyway, just because it's right there, and, you know, it's a fairly priced place compared to some other places, which we will talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But this grocery store, there's this one dude, middle-aged Latino man,
mm-hmm.
who's super friendly, super nice to everybody, and always greets me and any other guys. Like, I haven't noticed when he's greeted women, but always says, "Amigo, how you doing today?"
Oh, mm-hmm.
I just think that's so cool,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I know now some people are stupid and would just be like, "Oh, why does he have to say?" It's like because he's being friendly. It's like anytime you go to a Mexican restaurant, I'll ask the two of you, "Do you like it when the waiter calls you señorita?" Cool, right?
Yeah, I feel, you know, puts me in the mood. Let's do this.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
I'm more likely to purchase a margarita.
Yeah?
True that. True, yeah.
Take note.
They're like, hola, señorita.
Wait,
I'm
staff.
Like,
hola, señorita. You know, like, wow.
I'm down for a margarita.
Give me the...
Let's do this.
You have a platinum margarita? Si. Like, all right. I'm in.
Give me that Patron. Oh.
I like that. Well, see, it's something cool that I think... That the Latin community has. I mean, the black community has it in as much as, you know, black dudes can call each other brother, which is cool. White guys do it to each other to lesser effect because we just water down everything we co-opt.
Yeah, we so don't really, we like, kind
of. We don't have anything.
We're not so great.
I haven't heard a black guy say, hey, brother, in a long time. I feel like that's something 70s.
Maybe 70s really? Are like in the movies.
Yeah, that's. No.
No, you're thinking like Jive Turkey and stuff. That's
no,
different.
No, I don't really know. I don't really know.
I see guys all the time.
That say, hey, brother. How you doing, brother?
Not brother. Not like they don't say it.
I don't even know if I've heard sub brother. Like I don't even think I've. No. That's very Sam Jackson really? Pulp Fiction.
That's what I visualize.
All the more reason it should be done.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. Well.
But I will agree with you with the fact that like. White people are not so great at the greetings.
We don't have something like that.
Yes, you do. What do we have?
Hey, dude.
That started with y'all. Yes.
It started with y'all.
Well, I mean, you know.
even that sounds better than what we would have said. Like, that started with us.
I don't even know what I say.
I don't know either.
But, like, what did I say to you today? Honey.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, but we don't have a connection.
Well, that's true.
Even women can do that too. You know, hey, girl.
Yeah, I greet people all the time with like, hey, love. Hey, darling. Hey, sweetheart. Mm. Those things. Yeah. And I did that when I was a waitress. And I think that stuck.
Hmm.
As like a flirty thing because it made my tips better. Mm-hmm. And then now it's just sort of stuck. And so I don't do it with everybody, but like people that I care about. Especially people I haven't seen in a long time. I'm like, honey.
Right.
Which is super white.
Yeah.
Really? I mean.
Is it?
No.
When's the last time you brought it in for a hug with a woman and said, honey?
Just in the parking lot.
just in the parking lot.
Yeah, but she said it first.
And then before that, a couple hours ago. But I've always been the type to
but
say.
But it's different with women.
It is.
It's totally different with women. With women and women. Friends, girlfriends. It's a totally different.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, nobody's going to shed a tear for white men. Period.
I mean,
so I'm not saying like, oh, what? I'm saying it's a bummer that there are these other cool things. I like that this dude says amigo. And I'm like, he's in a good mood. He's middle-aged. He's a cashier. But he says he's happy enough to be like, hey, amigo.
I love that.
How you doing?
That's good.
It's like, that's awesome.
Because I feel like when I get older, I'm going to be one of those like older women that, hey, baby, you know, something like that.
Oh, so, my God. And I want you to call me every day and say it.
Sometimes, but
it catches people off guard because they're like, baby.
Mm-mm. I love it.
And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. You're not my baby.
That's great.
You know,
I just like
it's a term of endearment.
I got you, girl. I'm going to call you every day when we get older because I want you to, answer the phone, go like, hey, Candace, baby.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to give me life every day. And I'm going to be like, yes. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes.
I also like different cultures, though, have different, like, not just, okay, so, like, Sherry and I are of similar age. We're all of a similar age, yeah, right? So we would greet each other a different way than, like, certain cultures talk to different ages with different, like, nicknames and stuff. And I love it, like, in the Latina culture, right, they call, like, mija, mijo.
Mija.
Like, yes. I love that so much.
Women call mama. Little girls mama.
Right. Yeah. Like, and then white people were like, hey, kid.
Yeah. We're just, we don't have that.
Yo, little dude. That's what I say a lot.
Our live viewers just dropped. Like, there's a lot of white people checking out the show.
Hey, little dude.
It just had, like, a slope.
And then I'm like,
I feel like you all use honey.
Yeah, but that's not fun. Dude. Like, there's something, like.
I think that's so cute. Come here,
mija is, like, saucy. I like it.
Yeah, mija has, it's a little
That's like teaching
spice.
That little girl, like, you are feisty and you get your life. I love it. I just
that's why
that.
Latin true. Women are feisty, because just from that.
I love it.
From a young age, I'm just like, that's right, I'm mija.
I just love it. I just remember when I was growing up, I watched Selena like it was my job.
Girl,
and
yes.
I'm not kidding. Like, from, like, the time I was maybe, like, 9 or 10, I would watch that movie at least 3 times a week, and I was, like.
The feels.
When I was 15, I could sing every word to Bitty Bitty Bamba.
Bitty Bitty Bamba.
Do it now.
Like, with accuracy. No.
Can we get a karaoke version of Bitty Bitty Bamba, please?
Okay, no, real life, don't do it.
No,
real life, my friend made me sing. You were there that night.
Make this happen.
Also made me sing Bitty Bitty
Bamba. It doesn't need to be karaoke.
Karaoke.
We did that.
The night that, by the way, this one just killed Sandman.
I heard she does a killer Enter Sandman.
Sweet Lord.
Man, you know.
That was like 6 months ago, and I still think about it. Like, once a week, I'm like, remember? And I tell my girlfriend, I'm like, remember when Sherry did that? She was like, God.
I heard, that was before Sherry and I were hanging out.
So good.
And I heard about it because everybody was raving, and I'm like, why the hell was I that night?
It's because, like, all these people that we all knew Sherry, and then all of a sudden, she just, oh, everyone's like, what's this song? What? And then she sang it. We were like, what is happening? You guys.
It's gonna,
the middle hit comes out of me every once in a
while. Let's hear it. The two of you.
No. Nope.
What?
That's, yes. Come on.
I don't know it by heart anymore.
Well, whatever you do now.
But, oh.
No, it doesn't have words with it?
What, you gonna hold up two cards?
Where is that? The karaoke thing?
This is the karaoke
there you
version.
Go. Do it.
Oh, jeez.
What? It's in Spanish.
No, it's in Spanish. It's bitty bitty bum bum.
Hold on.
She's gonna white it up. This is gonna suck.
Go, Corey Candace. No lo puedo controlar. I'm butchering the Spanish. Okay, I think that's enough.
There it is. See?
That was enough.
We did that.
Or
thank you, Cheyenne.
Como la flor.
Como la flor.
I'm telling you, that movie was
my jam. Love it.
And I would run around going, anything for Salinas. My whole life.
Yeah.
Like from the time I was like real small, I wanted to be cultured really bad.
That was me.
I bet.
Like really bad.
Cheyenne's pulling her hair out in the booth right now.
Shirley Temple.
You want to be Shirley Temple. What did you identify with Shirley Temple?
The tap.
Can you tap?
I used to. I haven't done it in years. But, you know.
You want to give us a few?
No.
All right.
You know, that might be just flopping around at this point.
Well.
You know.
Our viewers are back, so feel free to give them a few.
Do the white people come back from like a round two?
I think the Latin community just tuned in because they're just like, I gotta hear these.
They're like, listen to this gringa. So,
yeah.
Sing this song.
Yeah, it's like,
she's a mess.
Gringas malas. Ah.
This kid is a mess.
They're getting pissed.
Anyway, I love that. I love culture. I love like nuances.
Totally.
Within culture.
Totally.
I'm extremely envious of it.
That made me so happy that I was just every time I see mm-hmm. I haven't noticed, like I said, how he addresses women, but every time he sees guys like, amigo, how you doing tonight? It just always in a good mood. And I just like that he throws that in because it's cool. And same thing, even if a waiter says senor.
Love it.
At a restaurant. It's like, hey, I'm in.
I'll
take the platinum margarita. Totally.
That's right.
And it happens all the time in Southern California.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a slight Latin population.
Melting pot.
It is a melting pot.
It really is. There's a lot of.
It is a Koreatown. There's little Armenia. There's a.
Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
Did you all grow up on that song? The world is filled with people. It was Greg and Steve. No? They talked about the melting pot. Just saying. Okay. Digress.
I mean, I probably heard it.
What we need is a big old melt. Who was that? What band is that? It's from the 70s. Blue Mink. Melting pot. Okay.
No, but I grew up with Michael Jackson.
You're
going to
earn your money tonight. Can you pull Blue Mink, Melting Pot, please? She's like, God damn it. So. I thought this was going to be an easy night. I could sit back and just watch the three of you.
We already ruined Cheyenne's night because I just like butchered like three lines of Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, she's.
I promise you, when I was like 11, I nailed that shit.
That's right.
It was
just been a minute since
I put some tequila in me or some gin. I'll nail it.
Hey. What is this? We're taking the tone down, man.
No. You know this song, Sherry.
What even
Why
is
would
this?
I know this song?
I'm just, I don't know. You know music?
Mm-mm.
Nobody. Nothing.
Who is this?
Blue Mink.
What is that?
It's a group. It's a singing group. From 70, is the year on this? It's 70 something, no.
This is strange.
No, it's not. It's the 70s. Everything was great.
It's still 70s. I'm digging it. I've just never heard it in my life.
70s? Okay, cool.
Okay. Interesting.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Wait, melting pot.
The chorus is coming, though. We got to kill a little bit of time.
Okay. No, we don't. Come we have on. Plenty to talk about.
We do.
Right?
Well, I'm just saying we got a few bars before that. Not
oh, I see.
Bars
the
like
melting
you two
pot.
Well, yeah. I like that. I like that you brought that up. I like that. That lends to a nice thing about Southern California.
What we need.
Hold on. Chris has to do this.
Melting pot.
There it is. See?
Go, Chris.
Come on. This doesn't make everybody happy.
It makes me happy
Nothing.
That you're happy about it. But, yeah.
Screw you, people.
Why do you pull the most random songs out of your ass on this show? Did anyone even know that was a
just
song?
White on the outside, but don't let it fool you.
He's the chocolate.
I'm
on the inside.
I'm urban, as we say in 2015. Oh, you kill it, Cheyenne. Thank
you're
you for that.
Urban?
That's what he said.
Sweet.
Hey, that's what everybody
God.
Else calls it. You can't say anything's... Black or whatever.
Like,
anymore.
Do you, does it count? Gosh. Are you urban if you call yourself that?
No, I'm just mocking.
No.
I'm just mocking the terminology by saying I'm urban. I have an urban edge to me. Because when they say an urban film, it means it starred black people.
It's a black film.
It's a black film.
Yeah.
But Tyler Perry's new urban comedy.
Is, like,
it's
is this
made
what we're
going to
do
people.
Now? We're like, going to be like politically correct.
Oh, not on
racist.
This show. No, I'm not on
no,
this show.
No, but I'm saying, isn't that
culturally?
Like what that basically is? Is like calling somebody urban is basically just a PC version of racism now?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's the socially acceptable
what?
Racism.
What is happening?
It's when people are offended on behalf of another group.
That's right.
For them, which is always, once again, white people, but that's a whole other story. Another thing that made me happy.
We could really go left with this. Anyway.
Another thing that made me very happy, though, was, as I said before, covered it many, many times, I have a sweet tooth, so I'll get candy probably 7-8 times a day. And I got, normally I go for the Haribo gummy bears.
However
you pronounce that.
Yes.
But they were out at the store I was in, so I ended up getting the Black Forest gummy bears. Mm-hmm. And I was so incredibly surprised because, now this might be another obscure poll, so strap in. As I'm popping the different flavors, they tasted like, they reminded me of the flavor of Five Alive. Do you remember that juice? I'm older than the rest
vaguely,
of you. And grew up in another.
I vaguely remember it. I know the name, but I don't know that I ever had it.
Right.
You have what, 3 years on me? Three and a half?
I think so.
About?
You just crossed into the decade, right?
Not yet.
Okay, so
three to four.
I still got 2 months before that happens, brother.
You're on the
brother.
Border. Don't act like I...
but yeah, so I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever had it.
Okay.
But my parents were also like, I was not a child that needed beverages that had sugar of any kind.
See, my parents didn't buy them, so we didn't have it. So when somebody had Five Alive, it was like forbidden fruit, literally, because it was fruit juice.
Okay.
So it was like, it was just amazing. And for some reason, when I popped these gummy bears, I just thought, man, this flavor reminds me of the fruit flavor of Five Alive.
They are juicy.
They are.
I like them.
They are, but I immediately was 5 years old again. It was weird.
That's the best. Like, every now and again, I'll get a pack of fruit stripe gum. Because I'm a child.
Stripe.
And it lasts like all of 3 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah, I just wad it up.
But it doesn't even matter. You're like, eat it. You're like, what is... But then suddenly I'm like, 9 years old again and everything is...
Well, people laugh at me at work because I'm always bring something throwback. Like, I always bring like Squeeze-Its.
Yes, Squeeze-Its.
Or Capri Suns. Our Lunchables, and people are like, whoa, where did you get that from?
No, I'm kidding.
Lunchables. I love a Lunchable.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Ham and cheese with a cracker?
Yeah, it's
killing me.
Perfect.
Ugh.
Fruit roll-ups?
Yeah, that's
right.
Like ass meat that you're eating.
Well, the thing is, now that I'm like an adult and I have adult paychecks I can like eat.
That's I have to say something.
Go ahead. All right, go for it.
Okay, so... Lunchables, I used to eat the pizza ones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even though they tasted like shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
For some reason, I loved them.
It was
like,
jammed,
I wanted
right?
to
they
eat them.
Always came with the little candy bar.
Yeah.
So you pretty much were eating the cardboard to get to the candy
and
bar.
And the crust
and you were
was all
excited
powdery.
About it. That's right.
And you had to settle it with like cheese. You had to just like top on those toppings because the cardboard just...
Y'all making me hungry.
It was like like lunchroom pizza in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
That was nasty, but there was nothing better.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday.
Shit. Ooh. Or chicken nugget day school was like
the shit.
Chicken patties.
Did y'all have
chicken patties were good.
Chalupas? Or was that a California
thing? Girl, you live in
California.
I've got a California. Yeah.
Chicago's
renowned for their chalupas. Am I right, Candace?
I don't even know what a chalupa is. I'm going to be real with you.
So... LA Unified.
I remember when Taco Bell came out with the chalupas.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it was like in fifth grade, and I had to make my mom drive to like the farthest Taco Bell because I wanted the chicken chalupa.
Nice.
They were so bomb.
I had one yesterday.
What is
don't
a chalupa?
Make them the same anymore.
What Someone explain
it's
that
like
to me.
It's like a gordita, but it's like...
It's a shell.
Yeah. It's like, cheese. You know what a gordita is, right?
No.
Okay.
I told you, I desire culture, but I don't have any.
It's like a soft burrito taco. Mm-hmm. Like the shell, a flatbread type of...
Okay. And then you melt the cheese, but then the school district, what they used to do is put little sausages in it, and it would be amazing.
Like a breakfast gordita?
No.
Chalupa, I mean?
It was lunch, but...
Sausage gordita.
I'm going to have to try
chalupa,
these things.
Rather.
Listen, guys, I've never even had a churro.
What?
No, that's not a
blasphemy.
Joke.
That's blasphemy.
Listen, I decided the other day we went downtown and we were like exploring LA. Like we went to Chinatown and we went to Olvera Street.
Yeah.
Which was so cool. And I was looking for a damn churro, right? And I passed like one cart, but the line was like so crazy long and there was a lot of people like smashing that small place. So I was like, oh, I'm sure there will be more places to get a churro. No.
Because churros are great.
I've never had a damn churro.
I can't.
I've lived in Los Angeles for over 2 years and haven't had a churro. I know. I need to fix my life.
Cheyenne, you sit in. I'm going to run to 7-Eleven, grab her a churro. Just something.
Listen, I'm making steps in my life, you guys.
A great churro to start.
But like, don't give me like I need a good one.
No, I'm...
Hold on, Cheyenne.
They have really good ones at Costco.
That's right.
I know, random, but Costco has them.
Costco apparently has good of a lot of things.
Apparently Costco's food is really good.
Their churros.
Okay.
They have like these pesto sandwiches.
And the pesto sandwiches.
Really?
Some Lay chips.
This is a web series, I think.
Okay.
If anyone from Costco is listening, send us in. We'll go in with the crew.
All right, well, who has a card? Because I don't. So can I buy churros at Costco with a card?
Do you?
Okay, great.
I did, and I just realized it expired.
It's fine. I'll ask Norman. He has one.
Costco or Sam's Club?
At Costco.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to do it on air on the 29th.
Eating a churro?
The next group show. Try it for the first time on the air.
Oh, I know I'm going to like it. It's just sugar.
You have to wait 3 more weeks. Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sugar and buttery, cinnamony.
You've been here 3 years?
Goodness.
Two in a couple months. Like okay. 2 and a quarter years. Okay. Listen, I'm like really, I grew up in the Midwest. For people who don't know what happens out there, let me give you a rundown. Chicken, potatoes, and like green beans and corn. That's what you eat. They don't, there's Hardy. Not like a lot of culture. There's not like a lot of like ethnic good food. In Chicago, it's different. In
that
Chicago,
is
it's
ethnic
different.
White food.
It's white food. It's
white soul
in
food.
Chicago, it's different. But like, that's what I grew up on was like your standard American boring fare. So like, it's taken me a long time to not be like afraid to try new things. So I'm working on it. So I've eaten ramen, like legit ramen.
Okay. Nice.
In love with it. I tried dim sum and I ate chicken feet. I did that. Won't be doing it again. It was weird,
you lost,
but I
Sherry,
tried
on
it.
That one. Chicken feet.
I'm like, I actually love Mexican now. When I moved to Southern California, I did not like Mexican food. I was like, meh. And now I love it.
Good.
But I
still
haven't had a churro for some
That's
reason.
Nuts.
So I'm working on my life.
Okay.
All right.
We're
going to
fix that.
40 weeks. We're going to tease it now. Tune in June 29th. Then Candace loses her churro virginity.
And I eat all the churros.
Yes.
That's right.
Once well, now you know Norman has a card. You two stop there. Stop at Costco on your way to the studio. And we'll make it happen on the show. Just get churros for everybody, like, for fuck's sake.
Of course. Do you like buy it at a counter? Is it like you just walk up and like, I need some churros?
At Costco, yeah. You get it, yeah.
Counter.
Or you can like buy them, right, but like they have like ready to go churros, right?
Yes, it has to be ready.
Microwavable churros.
Well, no, I mean like Costco, you can buy food at Costco, so I didn't know if it was like you can buy a bunch of churros or if like it was a counter that you can order something at and go get churros.
They do have it to where you have the frozen ones and make it your own, but no, you have to get it from them.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will get churros for everybody.
That's right.
Got it.
Good.
Yay.
Moving on.
So California, we've just discussed cuisine.
Yes.
So
there's
it is
a shitload of it, man.
It is that going for
I
it.
I like sushi now.
Yum.
Didn't like sushi.
The funniest part, I didn't, I think I talked about this last week.
We did talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, that I didn't have sushi until I went back to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And sushi is great here. So I have to agree with that.
It is.
Took me a while.
Sake, had my first time with sake here.
I don't like it.
I had it at a hibachi place in Jersey the first time. Sake bombs, anyway.
I like some of it. There's like some, whatever sake I had at this restaurant for my birthday last year, we decided to go have sushi, and I don't remember what it was, but it was like citrusy flavored, and it was really crisp, and it was so good, and I drank so much of it.
Did you get drunk?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't get drunk. I don't get drunk, and I think that defeats the purpose, so I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't?
Right now? Does anybody want beer? Oh, you're all driving, though.
We're all driving.
There's a ton of beer, apparently, in the fridge. Anybody want to drink?
Oh. Beer doesn't get me drunk.
What kind of beer is it?
Nah.
No?
But thanks.
I didn't even tell you. I don't drink beer, so not much.
I do get drunk off of sake, but I also have no tolerance for alcohol anymore.
Really?
I was just shoveling sushi in my face.
I wish I could say
at the
same.
Table. Yeah, I acquired hangovers about mid-20s. Mm. And as I've gotten older, they've gotten longer and more awful.
That has happened.
And I made the mistake of getting super shitty on Thanksgiving last year and getting in a hot tub. And I spent two...
As you do on Thanksgiving.
As you do. And I spent 2 hours throwing up in the clubhouse of our condo. Association. Nice. And then took like an hour and a half long shower and slept in the shower. And then had the worst hangover of my entire life the next day. Wow. And so ever since then, I can't. I just can't.
As you get older, you can't fuck around with that stuff anymore.
No, and I have to
moderation.
Yeah, I believe in moderation. Even the moderation has to drop lower and lower. I mean,
moderation, I was like two drinks. Seriously.
It depends on what it is.
I don't drink to get...
That's fair. If it's liquor, it's like one.
I haven't had a ton of drinks in it's coming up on 5 years, actually. July 2nd, because it was when I left the job. This was a going away party, and everyone was buying me drinks. I had 7 beers and a shot and still felt nothing. But that's one of the reasons I don't drink, really, because it takes a lot for me to feel anything, so it's just not worth it to me. That, and you can easily go down the road of alcoholism, where you drink a lot to feel anything, and then you're just drinking a lot of booze.
No, you just get a lot of mixed drinks, and then it hits the spot. Like, right now, I can't, like I was saying, sake, I can't do that. But I'll do... like a Long Island. I'll do worse than a Long Island. I'm lying. So like they have a zombie, which is pretty much, I think.
The fuck is that?
It has 7 liquors in it.
Jeez.
But it gets you there.
If I had a Candace's half of that.
BAL just jumped, which you mentioned.
If I just had a half of that beverage.
You'll be good.
Well, no. I will be throwing up. Because that's the other thing that happens to me now.
Oh, really?
I can't.
Instantly?
No, but like if I have one drink too many, it doesn't wait. Like my body doesn't do this thing of like, let's decide anymore. No, it's just like, get out.
But see, that's why, my body does that with girly drinks. All that sugary
sugar
stuff.
Yeah.
Like Cosmopolitans. No.
I love a Cosmo though, I'm not going to lie to you.
See, that's sugar water to me.
Well, yeah, but shot. You don't get a buzz off of that. I do. I'm a cheap date now. I'm into that.
I'm cheap.
So is my fiance.
Hey.
That's why you're a keeper. Cheap date.
That's why I'm a keeper.
We went to, we've gone twice actually to a place in North Hollywood called Tiki No. Really nice place. So nobody go there.
Yes.
And they have
the
Scorpion Bowl.
Yes.
Which is it's basically like a punch bowl filled with
all kinds of
alcohol.
Yes.
It's like 3 kinds of rum or something, though, right?
Pretty much. Because the Bacardi 151 is in the middle.
Right. And they light that on fire because of the alcohol content. It's flammable. But we shared it. It was 3 of us who were there, and it was good. It was really, I mean, I had some. I didn't
Did
have
you share
ton.
Other Can things afterwards? Sure. Because Caution. I don't know that I'd remember.
No.
No?
Not that we remember.
Good for you.
Maybe a hug.
Yeah.
Have you been to Mardi Gras?
maybe an Uber drive.
Yeah. Good job. Safety first.
What was the question?
Have you been to Mardi Gras?
No.
Okay. Well, they have 100% grain alcohol there, and it tastes like...
What? In the South?
It's called a hand grenade.
Oh, yeah. If I had those...
Pretty sure anybody would get pretty seriously fucked up off 100% grain alcohol.
Yeah, but this was when I went to Mardi Gras when I was like... actually drinking and actually able to hold stuff. And I had like 4 of those.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And was still upright.
Wow.
And a hurricane.
And so I had a 151 pina colada. Mm. And then they give out shots with them when you buy them. So I was just stumbling. I was talking to a horse.
For how long?
A cop's horse. Like, because they have mounted police on Bourbon Street. And walked up like 10 minutes.
Did the horse talk back to you?
No, the horse was just like...
Well, I didn't know how serious this alcohol was, where it's just like...
And the cop, I mean, I was shit-faced. And I just walked up and was like...
That'll do it
to
you.
I'm going to talk to your horse.
And the cop was like...
It's not the weirdest thing you saw that
day. He said, okay. So I just talked to his horse like 10 minutes.
Wow. My last time was last July. Chris saw me. And
that's when we met.
Yeah.
Sherry was fucked up. I mean,
but
really
mind you,
fucked up.
This is when I was hanging out with people younger than me. They're like, pre-party. And I was like, sure, I'm down. And I had maybe like 4 shots. And then I got to the party. And then everybody's like, hey, Sherry. Just passing me drinks
Have you ever been to a party hosted by our mutual friend, Paul?
Oh, duh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you know booze is flowing
like oxygen.
Oh, I know the
debauchery.
Was I at that
party?
Where are you at?
No. You weren't there when I got there.
Not that one.
Maybe not.
No.
But I met Sherry there, and I was chatting with her.
Okay, those parties are always full of debauchery, too.
They are.
Oh, yeah, they are.
It's a frat house.
I like to go and stay sober and just watch.
Now, I learned my lesson, but that was my first one, and that will be my last one being that drunk.
You got to be real careful. Anyway, we could go on for drunken stories for days.
Let's get back to California.
Yes.
While the clock is ticking. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week. Be prepared, transplants, to pay to park everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere. All the... Actually, you know, yeah, you weren't here. What as a well, not born, but bred California girl.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because you were listening last week and you sent me like a 9-page email with all the things that I missed. You have the inside track. So what is it people need to know if they're coming out here? What is it we should have known?
I think you said that already, though. Look out for signs. Pay attention or your ass will pay a fine.
Yeah.
Or your ass will get towed and have to pay a fine.
Oh.
I mean, like, when I lived in Chicago, though, like, I actually think LA's pay-to-park places are less intense than Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
I mean, the street signs are way more shit-showy than Chicago's
cryptic,
were.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, you know, fucking totem pole of signs and shit.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
With fine print.
But with fine print that you're like, I don't even, is that hieroglyphics? But I feel like you can park for free more places in LA than you can in Chicago.
Well, it depends on where you're at, because North Hollywood, no. I feel like you have to pay everywhere. And even if you don't have to pay everywhere, then at a certain point they will tow your car.
Yeah.
Right. The hard way. I was at school. I went to SAE. This was like 2 years ago. And they had free parking there until I think it was like 11. I was out to get my car at 11:01 and my car was already gone. I kid you not. It was like they waited for me to not be there and was like, doo-doo. So I think overall I ended up paying about $700 altogether because I had to go to the tow place, had to pay for parking my car in a spot that you weren't supposed to have it at 11 o'clock. Then I had to pay for the fact that they towed my car. Then I had to pay for the fact to get my car towed or released to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave me another ticket after that because I was just pissed off and I didn't want to pay that right away on time. So, you know what? F that.
At that point, I'd be like, just keep this shit.
Parking can be a total ripoff in pretty much anywhere. I mean, like when this is going back a couple of years, 2008, but the parking lot in closest proximity to Musicians Institute, where I went to school, I didn't, because I was an impoverished student, I didn't always get the monthly pass, because a monthly pass was $80. Mm-hmm. And I was only at school 4 days a week, so it was 20 days for the month, let's say, average. Or no, I'm sorry, not even 4 weeks, 16. So that's $5 a day, essentially. And the day pass for the bus was $3. So some months I'm like, I don't have the $80 to cough up. Guess I'm taking the bus this month. Because ultimately it was cheaper. But for the extra $2 a day, I could have come and gone on my schedule. But sometimes it's like, well, what the fuck?
$2 a day is a lot of money.
That's a meal.
It is.
Every one of those days. That was a plain hamburger at McDonald's up the street. Last time I've eaten McDonald's. Well, no, that was at the time. That's the last time I ate McDonald's was 2008. Because it was nearby, it was near school, and it was cheap.
I had food poisoning last week from McDonald's, so I never want to,
Well, now we don't know that it was that. Let's not open up the opportunity for litigation.
It was that, Chris. Discuss this.
My lawyer's listening. I just want you to know Sherry said that.
What?
It wasn't you guys. Everything's
fine. Oh, that's
fine.
Right. Everything Skid
Row
is fine.
Studios, Chris Abal's podcast experiment, Half-Assed Media. Do not condone or take responsibility for the statements made by Sherry Bass on or off the air. And we know you have many choices in entertainment. We thank you for choosing Chris Abal's podcast experiment.
Yes, yes.
Hey, speaking about the store, which I guess I spend too much time at the grocery store, but I was out today. And here's one thing that I think is kind of distinctively a Los Angeles thing. I don't know if the chain Bristol Farms is elsewhere. But when you hear Bristol Farms, you're just like, oh, that sounds like a little like mom and pop place where like they have a, you know, a little vegetable patch out back or something. I don't know how to grow anything except stubble. So I don't know how you grow fruits and vegetables. Let's just say it's a patch out back. That's what you picture. Yeah, not so much. It's actually fairly pricey store, which is located kind of on the border of Beverly Hills and Santa Monica. And it's, yeah, a lot of higher end stuff.
Right.
I saw something new for the first time, which I'm serious, when we talked about it on the first live show back in January, Cape 32, about doing a cheese series with John and Norman. Yes. I don't know how we make that into a competition, but we'll figure something out. I saw Buffalo Milk Brie.
What?
For the first time. And I said to a friend of mine, I was like, this could very well be, it's back in New Jersey. I said, this is probably an only in Los Angeles thing. I saw buffalo milk brie for the first time. And he said, that's got to be pretty hard to obtain. I said, $31 a pound. Right. I'm guessing it is. It's got to be hard to obtain.
Jeez.
But yeah, you would think like a little small mom and pop. No, this is a full on grocery store that has some, I mean, good stuff, nothing against the store itself. I'm just saying you would think like, oh, this would be a nice place. They have the same stuff as everybody else does. It's just in a nicer, Beverly Hills, higher end part of town. Pretty much. I think it might technically be Santa Monica.
When's the last time you drove past a gas station in like the valley and then drove to Beverly Hills?
Oh,
I did like that the other day and I was like, how is this $1.25 more in Beverly Hills? Well, I guess you can afford it. Cool. Moving on.
Well, If you're driving, right. They don't make Hummers anymore. But if you're driving a high end car, you're not sweating the price of gas anyway.
Yeah, so I know.
They're just taking advantage of the. And who can blame them?
But even out here, no one. The gas is way more expensive than where I live.
Oh yeah, prepare yourself for that, guys.
Yeah,
gas out here is way more expensive than anywhere else.
Hooray!
I paid $3.67 the other day a gallon, and when I spoke to my parents over the weekend. In New Jersey, which has always been like on the lower end of the low, like even lower than the national average, it was like $2.35, and I'm like, what the fuck?
The thing that breaks my heart is like 2 months ago we were actually at like $2 mark.
It was like just above $2, yeah. Like $2.19,
and
maybe.
I was crying every time I filled my tank up because it was finally like
I could put $10 in and make it last, yeah.
Because my paycheck is pretty much going to gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drive. Speaking of which.
You drive forever.
Yeah, she does. One more thing about Bristol Farms. Again, not picking at them, but I looked at some of their store brand products. And once again, Bristol Farms, the address is Carson, which is kind of like your neck of the woods. Are there any farms down there?
That's why I knew what you were talking about.
No farms down in that little region.
We are very industrial out there, though.
It actually is.
We have the Mars, the candy. There's our factory. There's a Pepsi factory. It's like little things.
Every time I talk about food, the numbers spike. So
that's kind of fun.
Churros.
We have to keep talking.
Churros. Pizza.
June 29th,
gorditas.
It goes down.
Gorditas. Chalupas.
See, Candace get cozy with a... Never mind. What were you going to say?
Here's the thing that I thought about. Because I think that last week we talked about a lot of like negative things. Moving to California. I reflected upon it and I thought, that sounds bad. What I think people need to do if you're planning on moving out here, get off your tushy and start exercising a little bit before you come out here because this place is insanely beautiful and the hiking and like outdoor stuff is just unreal. I mean, the East Coast is beautiful. I've been to some beautiful places out there, but nothing touches.
You better than me.
You take advantage of it because you grew up in it. That's right. Why. You don't appreciate it. I love it.
Well, see, my thing is walking the beach. Like the other day, I went to Redondo and I did what I call the death stairs.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That's where that is. Okay.
We'll put it on chrisabala.com. We got to get that photo from Sherry. So look for K53 and you'll find her photo of the death stairs.
So, right. Well, but I think that's what you're basically saying. It's your environment. So you're used to nature and outdoors. And so I think, I love beaches and seawater. So I think I appreciate that more. But hiking, hell nah. I did it one time at, what's that one everyone goes to? Even the hipsters.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Runyon.
There you go.
Everybody goes to that one because that's where all the celebrities hike.
That's right. Yeah. I said never again.
Do they, though?
And that was 2006.
A lot of them do.
Okay, because I never seen about
that. A lot of them do, and they all wear hats, and then when you see them, they're like, and you're like, don't go to the most popular hiking place anyway.
It's fine.
But I'm just saying, like, even if you're not a hiker, the beaches are just, I just think the Pacific Ocean is just untouchable compared to anything else. And I mean, my favorite place that I've ever been hands down anywhere is Carmel, California. I just can't deal with it. Northern California, Monterey. It's just so stunning. And I think like, if you're gonna move out here, don't wait to explore it.
I haven't explored nearly the amount we went to.
Death Valley and Joshua Tree, and those are some of the coolest places I have ever been in my life. So like, prepare yourself for that, you know, get yourself out of your comfort zone and put your head in the space of like, I'm going to move to a new big city and I'm going to go try things that are weird and uncomfortable for me. Because you will not be disappointed.
You have to. That was one of the things that I was talking to Chris about. I've seen so many people come out here and not be prepared. You have to be prepared. Like in Lion King, they say that. But yes. But seriously, so many great people come out here and they get overwhelmed. And I think it's because they have this idea like, oh, I'm going to come move out here and then everything's going to be sunny. And then you realize, oh, shit, it's real life out here, too.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't like to see people fail. I want people to succeed.
And
so
use things like be prepared to use right things like Meetup.
Meetup?
Yeah, to like What's make that? Friends.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely.
When you move because out loneliness. Here, it's this place will eat you alive if you're not making friends. So like get out, get on Meetup. I mean, it kind of sounds like a weird thing to do, but like making friends as a grown up is hard.
It is.
It's really hard, especially if you come out here without a job, which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
So just get out there and do things or, you know, go find a coffee shop that you really dig in the neighborhood they move into and just hang out there and start meeting some of the regulars and stuff. Because when you find people here that are kind of in that same place of
on the go, 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 go,
on the go, go, go. And also like, for lack of a better word, they can commiserate with your situation because sometimes when you move out here, you're not where your family is and you're not where your friends are and out of your comfort zone and it's terrifying and it's really easy to be like, forget this, I'm gone.
Like we said last week, it'd be very isolating out here. If you're coming out here with no, even if you come out as a group, like when I moved out here, shortly after I first moved out here, my girlfriend moved out here, moved in with me, but it still was isolating to a degree.
Well, it is,
Like it's just us. Like in a big city, you still feel so alone. It's kind of weird that way. So yeah, you do need to kind of push yourself to get out and every. Actually, speaking of going out, period, maybe you found this too, having come out here from a place. I mean, Chicago has a pretty wide spectrum of weather like New Jersey does.
No.
Have you found yourself, because I noticed this about myself recently, have you found yourself spending less time at home doing what you probably should be doing, whether it's writing or working on whatever creatively, because the weather's so nice, you want to go outside?
No, I have opposite seasonal affective disorder.
Really?
Yeah. So people in places like Chicago and Ohio and stuff like that, where it's cloudy and snowy and shitty a lot of times, or I get SAD, seasonal affective disorder, where they get really sad and depressed. And that's why they get like, I used to work with a doctor who would get a sun lamp in his house and have it on him all the times because he would get really depressed because we didn't have enough sunshine in Chicago. And it helped him. And I find that sometimes I get the opposite in LA. Whereas, like, I love rain and I love thunderstorms and I love snow. So sometimes if we have, like, this is such a first word problem. If it's like super sunny for a long period of time and we don't have a cloudy day, I start to get sad and I want it to be cloudy for a day. And I know everybody in Southern California is like, shut up, bitch. And that's fine. You can have your opinions. But I do find more, not that I want to go outside and spend time in the sun, as much as I sit on my ass and watch TV too much and avoid doing things that I should be doing.
I can fully commit to staying inside, not doing anything, which is why I'm probably more drawn to like, it's a nice day, go out. And then it's like, I haven't written nearly as much as I should have gotten. Today, which is
when I first moved here first moved here, all I did was like, go outside and like, no, I'll write later. I'll do something later. For like a little bit, I tried to like take a notebook down to the pool and I would, you know, enjoy the sun and write. And then I'd just be like, and then I gave up on that. And I would just spend a lot of time outside. But now that I've been here for a couple of years, I'm kind of adjusted.
I'm an old lady. I go out to my garden.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's a total old
I live in an apartment, so I do not have a garden.
Oh. Well,
I go to my garden and say, home, hey, so baby.
Nothing wrong with that.
Something to keep me sane.
That's awesome.
Do you talk to your plants? Are you that old lady about it?
Duh. I love you. You are special, and then they grow.
We have four potted plants on our balcony, and we
sometimes talk to them.
You're beautiful.
That's right.
I can relate to none of this.
And then we scream at the squirrel because there's a little bastard squirrel that comes in and eats my plants. I'm like, I swear to God, I'll...
Now, in Carson, it is like the country. Because we have raccoons, we have possums, we have squirrels. Sometimes I forget where I'm at.
Oh my God, I saw a possum in the middle of like a populated shopping center. It almost ran into a shop the other day when I was driving to the grocery store.
Nice.
And I was going to park and my fiance was like, oh my God, what is that? And it was this like a dad and a mom and like a pushing a stroller. And the mom was like, and this possum was like flipping out because it was stuck between people and the door of the storefront. And it was just like freaking out. It almost ran the store. And we were like, what? I was like, what is that doing here?
It's got to be terrifying.
I haven't seen a possum in forever.
They live in my backyard. I have four that if I'm paying attention, they'll just like scatter across the fence. I'm like, ugh.
I've almost hit possums in my parents' neighborhood back in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they're like the north of the area known as the Pinelands, which is the southern part of New Jersey. And I see them like scurry across the street. I'm like, yeah, especially after dark. It's like, what the hell is that?
They're so gross looking.
Ugliness.
They're really gross looking.
Did you see the video of that lady who had a possum and like six baby possums that had were like living in her closet?
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember where she was, but she was like doing spring cleaning or something, cleaning out her closet, and she found
in a trash bag
she had in her closet. Like, I guess she had like, I don't know if she had like old clothes
That's
or something.
Nasty. See?
But this one, the big possum was like hissing at her, and she was like, "What the fuck? Get out of my closet!" And then like with some maneuvering, she recorded the whole thing on her phone. It's actually a really funny video. She's hilarious, but six babies were in the bag, and so then she figured out why the possum was hissing because obviously it's protecting the babies.
Yeah.
But she
was like,
"The fuck did this thing get in my closet?"
Because they're
just
cute.
Birthed six babies.
They're cute, but they're vicious little fuckers.
The babies are cute, but this thing was not cute.
Raccoons are worse.
Yes,
raccoons are actually really mean.
They're
raccoons. What did
little
I say
devils.
That?
Raccoons.
Like I'm fucking British right now. I found a raccoon in my closet.
I said it all.
Oh, it's a raccoon in the closet, love.
Oh, here we go, Michael.
Raccoons. Cain.
Raccoons.
Oh my gosh. Got a raccoon in my house.
Anyway, we got weird.
Yeah, we did.
Real quick.
You know what part of the problem is with the weather? Let's try to see in a bag a little bit. You don't really know, and again, maybe you can relate to this. You don't really notice the passage of time because the weather's so consistent.
Yeah, I was really lost my first year here.
Yeah, where it's just like, what the fuck? You know, but it's nice because coming from seasons, you don't realize it. You don't realize it's just like, wait, how is it? Like, I I'm the oldest one here. Time moves faster for me.
Right.
I don't understand how it's June already.
Well, I don't either. That's kind of insane.
That's just fucked up. But
it is. I mean, when you first come here, I think your first Christmas in LA, if you come from a place that has seasons, is hard to adjust to.
I can't do West Coast Christmas.
Difficult. It was difficult for me the first time. Now I'm adjusting to it, but the first Christmas was hard for me.
It's changed. The weather has changed, I feel like, in the past 10
people have said this to
15
me.
Years. Yeah, because when I was growing up, I used to love Christmas time because it would rain. Pretty much all of the end of November, all of December, maybe have a little break in January, and then February start raining again. And then we wouldn't get hot probably until May, June. I feel like now it's just hot all the damn time.
Speaking of hot, what the hell happened today?
I don't want to talk about it.
It got almost 100 degrees today, and then
I had rage today.
It was
loud.
I don't want to hear anything. I worked outside.
You did.
For 8 hours.
It was 99 degrees this afternoon, and driving here tonight at 8:30, my car temperature gauge was reading 69 degrees. I'm like, how did it drop 30 degrees? That's nuts.
I had rage. I went outside to FaceTime with my sister at lunch, and I was like, she's like, hey, and I was like, hello. She's like, what's your problem? I'm like, it's 100 fucking degrees outside.
I'm
angry right now.
It was like 77 on the weekend. It just skyrocketed.
Friday, it was like 68 on Friday. Yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So be prepared for that also, guys, because let me tell you something right now, because people, this is a thing that happens legitimately. Be prepared for this when you move to Los Angeles. Coming from Chicago, I get a lot of flack from people about, oh, the 60s are cold now, aren't they? And that shit pisses me off because, yes, the 60s are cold now.
Yeah, they are.
Because on Friday it was 60 degrees and today it was 100. Do the math on that shit.
Yeah.
No one can acclimate to that. Just be prepared.
No.
Like, you're going to think you're a badass when you first come here and you're like, 60 degrees? I don't need a fucking sweater. And then, like, 6 months later, you'll be like, ooh.
Yeah. It's a little chilly out here.
And then your friends will be like, oh, you're mean. And you'll be like, fuck you.
It's true. But the temperature pendulum swings
so wild.
And it's going to be 82 the rest of the week. So what the fuck?
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, I hate when it finally does rain out here and people are like, oh, I thought it never rains California.
Oh, I hate that too.
Shut the
fuck up. It's like, you know we're in a drought, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, but in real life though, driving in rain here, very scary. So be prepared for that. Like, people make fun of LA people.
Yes.
Yes, I make fun of LA people.
You should make fun of them.
But
just, you have to leave like 18 hours earlier.
Yeah, because everyone fucking crawls. Forget traffic on the average day. Everybody is everyone's so terrified.
Day. Yeah, go for it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, look, when I go home every Christmas mm-hmm. for, well, for Christmas. In New Jersey, like, I'm like, yeah, it's like for, you're not going to believe it, but Christmas.
Surprise!
When I go home every Christmas for Boxing Day. When I go home for Christmas and I'm in New Jersey and I have to drive in snow, like this past year, I was like, because I haven't driven in snow in a long 2 years. So
I
like,
almost spun our Jeep out at Big Bear driving in snow because I forgot. It was like, oh.
Yeah, you forget how to handle because you haven't had to deal with the element. Yeah, you've never driven through
Yay.
Snow.
So like, oh, girl.
That's the first. Listen, the other day mm-hmm. it was threatening rain. There wasn't even in the forecast. It was just cloudy and people were driving like, and I was like, what the fuck? And then later it rained and I was like, oh, they could all just feel it.
It's,
I got it.
It's acute weather anxiety.
Everyone was like, it might rain. It's, we're all going to die.
It's AWA.
Sometimes gonna, that's I gonna have be to a pull syndrome. Over though.
But to be fair, intense. The oil does settle on the street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It does get
which
slick.
Which makes it very slick. And there are no drainage systems. So shit floods real fast.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I just hate that it takes me 45 minutes to get to work anyway. And when it's raining, it takes me at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, that sucks.
People here, so I will say this, though. If it's raining, like in the morning, less people go to work.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot true. Of people at least too afraid
in,
to
like
leave
in the office, like people like will stroll in late or just not come in. Because they're
I
like,
don't
no,
know
it's
where
raining.
The hell the traffic is coming from. Then.
Well, I agree because I still have the same problem, but like.
You come from your neighborhood.
My boss the other day like, was wearing sneakers. He was like, look at me. It's raining and look what I've done. I'm wearing sneakers. And I'm like, everyone, no one here knows what to do when it's raining. And I love it. It's
yeah, it is
so
pretty
fun
funny.
To me.
Which is hilarious because everybody came from somewhere else.
Basically.
That had
actually,
weather. So.
I have an exorbitant amount of friends that I've made here that are all LA natives.
Good.
Really?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't have very many at all.
I have a ton. I actually think I have more friends that are LA natives than I do transplants.
Sherry, Norman, John... Lauren, who was on the show with us. There's a handful, but not, yeah, I don't know if there are many more. Which is, and I used to joke about that. I'm like, well, nobody's from here. No, there are people from here, but they aren't, they seem to me at least be fewer and further between.
It's so funny because people out here are like, I want to move to the South. And I'm like, okay.
People seem to want to get out.
People just want to go somewhere that they're not from. I
yeah,
think.
They want to see snow. I'm not saying they're moving to Vermont, but yeah, they're going to want to go.
Well, that's
somewhere.
What my niece did. She moved to Pennsylvania. So I was like, really? Oh, yeah.
And then her first winter was she like, why did I come
no,
here?
No, she really did enjoy it. She
good.
Loves
good
it out
her.
There.
Really?
But that's yeah. But to her, this is all she's known.
Right.
Hot.
I think there's two people. Weather. There's people that want to leave and explore something new. And then there are people that are like, I have no desire to ever leave this place ever.
Right.
And I think that that's just not just in Southern California. I think that's everywhere.
I get that. Everybody always wants to go. So, I mean, some people are happy to stay where they grew up and that's it. They don't want to know from anything beyond their hometown.
I mean,
or their
I,
county.
Yeah. Well,
but
I've always decided I've wanted to stay in LA, but this is where the jobs are at for
well,
what I want to
yeah,
do.
For sure.
So
yeah.
That is the only thing that stopped me.
For sure.
But if I had a choice, I don't know. I probably.
If you could work anywhere or move to somewhere, if it wasn't dependent on work, if you can go to like, would you go to Austin or Nashville? Because you are an engineer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you do post-production and audio work. So. Mm-hmm.
Take that out
would
of it.
Would you go to
take that out?
New York or yeah?
I
well,
think
I'm thinking
take,
job-wise.
Take jobs out of it. No, no, no.
Okay.
Let's pretend you have $1 zillion. You don't have to worry about it. Where would you live?
Somewhere in Louisiana.
I knew it.
Nice.
I knew you were gonna say that
and say hey,
you
baby.
Got that soul, girl. Yes, you got that soul. I was like, she would love Louisiana.
I want to sell that as a ringtone.
Hell yeah,
hey, baby.
We're gonna make that work. Yeah, figure that out. We're going to sell that as a ringtone.
Job-wise, if I had to, Atlanta, Georgia, I feel like that.
Oh, girl.
There's no, but there's stuff in it.
They're picking
in Atlanta.
Up.
You
know,
they,
that's the new Hollywood for sure. But.
No, yeah. No, you're right though. He does all this stuff down there.
Oh, loud. Okay.
Oh, stereotypes.
But go there. I mean, Atlanta's. It's definitely getting big, but it's kind of.
I mean, better. The industry is growing out there, so
it's yeah. Huge. They now have the Why? Tallest soundstage in America.
That's right.
Yeah, they do.
101 feet tall.
Who is it? One Marvel shoots there. They're shooting Captain America: Civil War down there now.
That's right.
They have Walking a Dead. What is it? Is it Pinewood?
Pinewood.
Is
that where they shoot? It's Pinewood.
Yeah, because they have one in Atlanta and they have them in the London area
and Toronto.
Oh, do they? Because I know they're rotating because now they're gonna have 3 movies a year.
Yeah.
So they're always gonna have something in production. So they're bouncing productions around to different. the different
whoever cornered that
studios.
Market is nailing it.
Yeah,
that's right. See,
yeah, they are.
That dude but or see, lady why, is like, mm-hmm.
That's why productions are leaving here because so fucking expensive. You wouldn't think so, but
well, they're coming back because we just passed some shit.
Did they?
Tax incentives are coming back.
That's right.
Okay. A lot of stuff is coming back.
A lot of places dialed it down. I think like Detroit and other places actually like.
Detroit's giving things away for free.
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
That's why when they said they're going to be shooting Batman and Superman there, I'm like, yeah, they could destroy whole city blocks for the amount of...
No one lives there, yeah.
Yeah, you could have practical destruction there. Exactly. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying on a level where you want to destroy actual buildings, hey.
We don't have to rebuild this? Sweet.
Yeah. And we don't need to rent a soundstage in Burbank to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it for real. Let's blow up some buildings. But, okay, if there are going to be tax credits here, good.
Yeah, there
because
are.
People here, that, which is the funny thing people forget. Everybody looks at the stars and everybody looks at blah, blah, blah with industry. But it's like, no, people have jobs. People here, like people work. There's a union for, you know, women who do hair and makeup mm-hmm. and guys too. I'm not saying it's just women doing that. But I mean, you know, it's electricians mm-hmm. and plumbers and all that stuff. Like those are still, they still depend on these productions to be here.
It's like 0.5% of people are actually on camera. And then everybody else is behind it. That's so right. It's important that it stays here for the people that have settled.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. There's an incredible number, which I've even said to people who've done, like I had a friend who did like HVAC work, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. For anybody who doesn't know, not assuming the two of you don't know.
Thanks for breaking that down.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks.
And I said, HVAC. I don't know how to get in the union, but it might be worth it to look into it and possibly come out here. Cause I'm like, they do all right. You know, like if you're doing that, you can do that kind of work here. You're working on productions, but it's the same kind of work. Mm-hmm. So would you rather live somewhere that isn't Southern California? Would you rather live in Southern California? So,
but it also kind of like. Would you rather live somewhere that you have a for sure job or your job might piddle away after a while?
Yeah, well,
What is your outside your job life?
Yeah, if your life is, like we said last week, if you have a good life period, don't live and die by, I mean, but I say that for creatives because I am one. I had two auditions before I came here tonight.
And because it's important. Congratulations.
Thank you. It wasn't like,
you
both,
go boy.
Both for major brands. Thank you. But it's like, I didn't sweat it too much because I'm like, tonight's Monday's show night. Like, not that I didn't take it seriously when I just sit there and read the dialogue. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, I have my own thing to do tonight, too. So mm-hmm. It's like, Monday's show day. Yes, I auditions to do, which is great. But I have this going on, too, which is good. So this keeps the wheels turning. This keeps the engine running because I have an outlet for it. And I have two friends who I get to sit here and shoot the breeze with for a while.
You have to have something else.
You do. Just a lesson. Regardless,
or you get burnt.
Have a good life.
Yeah. Just sorry.
Outside of work, yeah. You will get burnt out. Totally.
Can I give one more tip?
Absolutely.
Okay. When you come here, go to In-N-Out. Try it. You'll like the burgers. Don't tell
everybody
Southern California
natives
that the French fries aren't good. They don't take it lightly.
They don't take it like, okay. I told...
Just like the French fries and shut your mouth.
I got almost got in a fist fight at work last year when I said...
I made that mistake.
When I said In-N-Out burgers were overrated. Because they talk it up like it's literally the... It's mecca of burgers. Like, it's perfect. Like, the In-N-Out burger is perfect. I'm like, when it comes to fast food burgers, they're great. But they're built up... It's like Krispy Kreme with donuts. Oh, they're heaven. No, they're donuts.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Then why the damn lines are so long if you all don't like the burgers?
I said the burgers are good, but I thought they were sold.
I didn't say anything about the burgers. I like the burgers, and I'm especially a fan of the secret menu with the Neapolitan shake.
It's not a secret anymore. It's the internet age. Nothing's secret. Internet.
I don't give a shit. You can't look at the menu and see it.
Monkey style. Wait, do we have an exclusive?
Monkey style is animal style fries.
That's right.
Inside of the burger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Would you like a picture?
Visualize it.
It's better if you visualize it.
Get me the In-N-Out monkey style theme song. No.
I'm just saying, you guys, the burgers are top notch. As far as fast food goes, they're delicious.
And you get the fries animal style.
I don't know.
I agree.
I just don't.
I agree with the burger. I just feel like they're built up just like, oh my God, you have to. But they're, when it comes to fast food burgers, totally. But I said, like, I was overrated. Like, I was expecting more than it was. Like, it's a really good burger. And I seriously, the natives I worked with are so offended.
It's a delicious burger and a delicious milkshake.
It is. But you're going to have to wait online for 25 minutes minimum. So you better.
That's right.
Don't show up hungry. because you'll probably be hungry by the time you
will
get
buy
through the
six
line
burgers.
And get yeah and get your food
six
because it takes
burgers.
Forever. But despite all,
you
all
will.
The despite the bitching, we do love LA. Got to say that. We do love it here.
And LA loves
I do.
You.
No, LA
I
doesn't.
Do.
No
I like it here. It's a good place, you guys. It's a good place. Just come here with your head screwed on tight.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Don't come here and believe in the dream. Don't come here to be in the bubble. No. Don't. Don't do it. Come here with the expectation to
movie
work.
Stars.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not that.
It doesn't happen that
oh,
way
Oh, and don't
anymore.
Fawn over celebrities.
Oh, please don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't.
You'll embarrass
just,
yourself.
If anybody
and
runs
all
up
us.
To you going, if somebody ran up to me like that now, recognizing me from this, let's say, I wouldn't know how to handle someone. I saw this when I first moved here. I think I may have told this before. Maybe it was on that other show I did. But it was when I first moved here, I was at the Gap at the Grove. And this girl was like, oh my God, like freaking out in line. And I was like, who is this person? And it turns out it was a girl who was on The Real World in like 98. And I'm like, what? Seriously? Like you're
That's
freaking out over
best.
Somebody who 8 years ago you saw in The Real World? Like it was just weird. And I'm like, but thinking about the one who was on The Real World, it's got to be weird to have that reaction. Oh my God. Like this chick was freaking out about this girl.
I feel like if
show.
You're on The Real like, World, weird. You're wanting that.
Yeah, it's been a right? long
like,
time.
Reality people are like, yeah.
Especially early reality TV people.
Yeah, Real World Road Rules Challenge.
I guess, but I can't imagine going that crazy for anybody. I mean,
there are like a handful of people that I would lose my shit over.
There was one time I was working at the happiest place on earth long, long ago, so I could bring it up now. But this woman is freaking out. I was working Dumbo, I think. And she was like, hey, oh my goodness, there's Dog the Bounty Hunter. I was like, okay.
Oh, God.
Well, he does kind of stand out. I mean, if you're going to look
mean,
like that.
Really, though?
Oh, no.
Dog,
that's so fantastic.
I think it's a weird thing where it's like,
so
I recognize that person. I know that person from TV. I think that's where that comes from more than like, I'm excited to see this person.
I love that so much. Dog
yeah.
the Bounty Hunter. So
I said, okay, okay. And I just kept it moving.
I'd have been like, you win all the points.
Yeah. I mean, hey, but there's a part of me that's jealous of the person who gets so excited over Dog
right?
the Bounty Hunter. Isn't there? I,
like,
I feel
it.
Like a jaded asshole being here for a few years.
It's not jaded. Well, because we work in an industry where we have to be professional around them.
Well, we interact. We've worked on productions and stuff.
That's
so
right.
We do, you know, it's how we all
cross
paths.
We get fired.
Yeah. Well, you can't act like that. But aside from that, like, you're just used to it. Like, because ultimately they're people.
Right.
So it's not that weird, but there's some built up, like most people you wouldn't recognize in a crowd unless you knew it was that person. If someone pointed it out, you'd say, oh, otherwise people blend in.
When you move here, you walk past like 100 of them a day, you just don't recognize
yeah,
them. So
exactly.
then when you finally see, there's like, everybody's expecting to see Brad Pitt and then they see him and they're like, and you're like, it's fine.
If I saw Brad Pitt, I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Can't blame
kidding.
Me for that.
My uncle went to high school with him.
I was 3 feet away from George Clooney. And I had to do a double take because I was like, oh, look who it is.
Did you
yeah.
smell him?
I didn't, but I was, I wasn't trying to because that'd be weird. But I mean, he's one of those dudes who were, and granted, I know we're in overtime right now, so I apologize. But Cheyenne's like,
time to go, bitches.
Powering shit down, and she's just like, I'm out of here. No, I will say this and then I'll be that. I was at a studio where they were, there's a film coming out he's in called Hail Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Coen Brothers movie that comes out next year. And I walked, this isn't a joke, I walked past George Clooney in a toga. I was 3 feet from him and he was just standing there, just, I mean, no entourage. And he's not known as being one of those people as a shitload of like just people hanging around him. He was just standing, talking to whomever. And even though it was somebody in a toga, a bunch of people wearing togas, they're shooting a movie. And, I did a double take and I was just like, oh, wow, that's George Clooney. Hands down, the most handsome man I've ever laid eyes on, by the
yes,
way.
He is.
He's, I could say that completely. Like, he's a handsome dude. Most handsome guy
and
I've ever seen in my life, I gotta say. And he is super, like, I probably could have walked up to him and said something, but I also don't like to do that to people. But I was like, oh, look at that. But I did a double take and I knew he was around. And then right after that passed by, Tilda Swinton and Josh Brolin, who were talking to each other, so that stood out a little more because they're in the movie too. But I was like, oh man, look at that. it's George Clooney. But I wouldn't have thought because, once again, no halo around him. There wasn't a bunch of security because that exists too, where a bunch of people walk around with people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
surrounding them, so like you can't see. But then everybody's looking, so they're like, "Who's that in the middle of that crowd?" But anyway, we love it here. Just don't be freaky with celebrities. But you can fawn over us online. You can follow the show at K-Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Candace at LeSharkTwenty6 on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Sherry at SherryBaby09 on Twitter and Instagram. That's Sherry with an IE, by the way, in case you're looking. You're like, she doesn't exist. No, she does. Or maybe somebody does, but it's not you.
Not me.
Sherry with an IE, Baby09. And follow me, Chris Abalo, on Twitter at ChrisSellsOut on Instagram, and Kate Bod on Tumblr as well. You can find the show and subscribe on iTunes. Give the show 5 stars. Help spread the word. And always tune in every week, 9 p.m. SkidRowSnooze.com. And also check out the show on YouTube. All your links are ChrisAbalo.com. So you can check out all your Cape resources. And maybe, in fact, we should feature you guys on there as well. But more things to be announced in the coming weeks. So until next time, for Cheyenne and Mission Control, Candace and Sherry in the room with me, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
I'm running for governor to lead a movement for change and give California back its future.